The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Sadly, this week, Israel resumed airstrikes in the Gaza Strip. On day one, killing over 400 people in Monday's overnight strikes. This appears to signal an end to the ceasefire, which had been in place since the 19th of January. When Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said fighting will resume in full force in order to destroy Hamas. This will no doubt add to the already high death toll, which is estimated to be close on 49,000 Gazans killed. We're joined now on the programme by Dana Ehrlich, a non-resident ambassador of Israel to Ireland. Welcome to the programme, Ambassador.
Good morning from Jerusalem. Thank you for having me.
Why have Israel resumed hostilities?
We resumed the fighting, unfortunately, after seeing that for 17 days since we completed the first step of the ceasefire, Hamas have been postponing and dragging their legs on purpose while they're restocking, repiling, and getting more and more force. They're abusing this time. They're abusing the humanitarian aid that goes in. So we've seen that the negotiations that were stopped and Hamas rejected two different offers from the U.S. envoy. They're just dragging their feet on purpose because this situation benefits them. Unfortunately, we need to see our 59 hostages back, and we need to see the threat of Hamas eliminated. And that cannot be done while they're abusing another ceasefire.
The ceasefire agreement provided for three phases. The first was an exchange of hostages and release of Palestinian prisoners. And then it was envisaged it would go on to phase two. And those who were brokering the peace talks were very anxious that that continue. I'm referring to Egypt. And Egypt has said that the fresh strikes were a blatant violation of the ceasefire.
I'll just remind everybody here the different violations by Hamas, even in the first step, that we've seen them violate the ceasefire and the different conditions of the agreement every time that our hostages were released. We've seen that brutal, horrible, they're parading the different hostages, parading coffins, horrible images. That is the violation of the ceasefire. We've seen two incidents where Hamas fired rockets on Israel that fell within the Gaza Strip. I don't think that was even reported in Irish media. We've seen Hamas promote different terror attacks within Israel. So these are ongoing violations of Hamas, and still we maintained the ceasefire. But right now, 17 days after we've seen our last hostage release, when we see that there is no progress, when we see that Hamas keeps on rejecting the different offers for a ceasefire and not promoting the second step, only to get stronger and stronger, we see them recruit more people, we see them stockpiling, we see them trying to build again the different launch pads for rocket missiles. So that needs to be stopped. Right now, the humanitarian aid that entered since the ceasefire, and we're talking about over 25,000 trucks with food, with gasoline, with important supplies, that is being used by Hamas. This is the first time that Hamas is able to pay its people. It's abusing and holding back all of that aid from the people of Gaza and using it for their own terrorists. So I'm sure that the people listening at home, taxpayers in Ireland that are paying for that humanitarian aid, do not want to see that being abused by Hamas.
But we featured on the program before the resumption of the ferocious bombardment that food was cut off for the last fortnight, fuel was cut off, medicines, this electricity was cut off, which meant that the desalinization water plants were cut off. Like, surely you didn't have to do the bombardment. You already had your foot on their neck.
I'll try to break down your different statements that are repeating a Hamas narrative. First of all, when you repeat that there is a so-called lack of humanitarian aid, that is not correct. There is sufficient fuel, there is sufficient electricity, there is sufficient food. How the Hamas abuses that aid, that is another topic. But we've seen that during this time, and even before the ceasefire was agreed, there wasn't any major shortage of aid. And I know that what you are saying, you are repeating sometimes UN agencies. UN agencies are repeating what Hamas is saying, because these are people, Palestinians, living in Gaza. And they have an option, either to repeat what the Hamas terrorists holding a gun to their families is heading, saying, or refute that and say what is actually happening on the ground. But what we need the international media to do, what international community to do, is use some critical thinking. The lack of verification for any information coming out by Hamas, that is astonishing for me. I'm surprised how you repeat numbers that you know are given by Hamas. The health ministry in Gaza is Hamas, is a Hamas ministry. And you are repeating these numbers without any critical questioning or trying to understand, is it true? Where did these numbers come from? Where did the information come from?
Okay, well, let me quote from some Israeli people. I saw last night a very large protest of thousands of people who represent the families of hostages, saying that the Israeli government's latest action is a deliberate choice to abandon the hostages, and they're calling on the government, the administration, to immediately return to the negotiation table. Even Israeli people feel that this is actually the wrong thing to do in order to secure the release of the remaining 59 hostages.
There are 59 hostages still being held in Gaza in horrible, inhuman conditions for over 531 days. And our hearts go to the families of the hostages. I don't think anybody can even think what they are going through. Of course they are worried. We are all worried for the hostages. We know how they're being kept. We know the conditions that they are under. We've seen how they come out, the stories that they are telling. We need all of them to be released. And for the 17 past days, we've seen that Hamas is not promoting their release as they are obligated by the ceasefire agreement, but are just abusing the situation for their own benefit. What we want the people in Ireland to do that are worried about the situation is put a stop to the abuse of Hamas to the Palestinian population and the Israeli population. If people in Ireland truly care about coexistence, if they truly care about Hamas, they understand that Hamas is not the future of the Palestinian people, and that needs to be stopped. But this is an impossible situation when we are fighting a genocidal terrorist organization that launched a war against us on October 7th and has been fighting us ever since. We agree that no one else needs to die, that all the hostages need to be released immediately. But how do you do that with this impossible organization that is cynical, not just about our lives and Israeli lives,
Ambassador,
but their own lives?
Ambassador, political analysts in Tel Aviv say that this is what this fresh hostilities is about, is actually not to do with Hamas. It's to do with the Israeli government and the political needs of Mr. Netanyahu, insofar as the far-right group led by Itamar Ben-Gvir, the Minister for National Security, he resigned when the initial ceasefire began in January. Next week, a critical budget vote is coming back. And so what the Prime Minister is doing is trying to secure the votes of those people. And I saw a photograph between the Prime Minister and the far-right leader in the Knesset yesterday that he's trying to seal the deal to continue the lifetime of his government for purely personal political reasons to deal with the ongoing corruption court trials which the Prime Minister is facing.
Just for the past 531 days, we've heard different theories and speculations and allegations and accusations. So let me answer not only as Israel's ambassador to Ireland, but as an Israeli that my family is here, my friend is here. I see my future here, and I want to make sure that we can continue living here. If it's not in peace with our neighbors, at least it's some sort of a coexistence. And that is what our government is committed to do it. Morally, we are obligated to release the hostages and make sure that the people of Israel live in peace. At 4 a.m. this morning, most of Israelis woke up to the sirens because of a Houthi's missile making its way from Yemen to Israel. We are under fire. We are under attack, and we need to make sure that our people are safe. Hamas, ongoing and constantly, is putting our people at risk, not just the 59 hostages, but all of us. We need to be very clear that those hostages need to be released immediately, unconditionally, but we need to make sure that we are able to live in Israel. And I'm not even, I think it's a minimal request from any citizen in any country. We want to live. We want our children to have a future in Israel. We want our neighbors to have a future. But that cannot go on while Hamas is still ruling Gaza.
It's also argued that the Prime Minister's decision to sack the head of domestic intelligence chief, Ronan Barr, is deeply unpopular, and his line on Hamas, and that Netanyahu is responding to that.
I think we've seen the different criticism because what happened on October 7th and the war launched on us by Hamas was a tragic one-time incident that we've seen in Israel. And there is still a long process in order to analyze and make sure not only to understand how did it happen and make sure it doesn't happen again. We've seen different officials that have stepped down since then, that have taken responsibility. So there is a long process in order to understand what happened and the way to go in order to make sure that it's not happen again. But I want to separate those conversations and those different opinions as any other democratic country is having, and I think it's a normal discussion. Let's separate that from what is going on in Gaza and the war that Hamas launched on us and is still launching on us. It wasn't a one-day event on October 7th. It was the start of a cynical, tragic, brutal war that's targeting not only us in Israel, but also the people of Gaza. And this is what we're focusing on right now.
There's been a huge text response, finally, Ambassador, as we speak. And I put it to you as a woman and as a person beyond your role as a diplomat and a representative of the Israeli government, that leaving aside the politics, leaving aside Hamas, leaving aside the security considerations and so on, there's a human element to this. When you see children being bombed to bits, when you see the absolute, you know, televisual horror of kind of these genocidal attacks of people who are defenseless and who are dying and have been for the last 14 months. As a woman, how do you respond to that?
I object to the very graphic description that is also very one-sided and inaccurate. We've seen genocidal attempts and genocidal remarks, and those were made by Hamas, not just on October 7th, but every day since then. And we've seen the different hostilities.
You don't accept that it's disproportionate, your response?
The term disproportionate is a legal term. And I know a lot of people in Ireland are using different legal terms very hastily and very easily. Every legal term needs to be examined. And Israel is operating under the rule of war. And obviously Hamas, who is our terrorist organization, are not. But if we look at the human question, this is a tragic situation. I am not denying it. I don't think anybody should have killed. I don't think anybody else should die. But this is an impossible situation where we are at war with an organization that has once the elimination of Israelis, of the Jewish people. And I would hope that the people that ask the question, the people in Ireland who are listening right now, who are so concerned for the Palestinians, I expect them to also be worried about the Israelis, not just the Israelis that were under attack and brutally killed and butchered on October 7th, not just the 59 hostages who are still held in unhuman conditions, but all of us in Israel who want to live. As I am thinking about the human element every day,
okay,
because these are our lives. We don't have the privilege of sitting in a studio on a sofa in Dublin and looking at all of this from a distance. This is our lives.
Ambassador,
and for our the okay. sake of our future and our region, we need to make sure that the threat is eliminated for the sake of Palestinians and Israelis.
Israeli Ambassador to Ireland, Dana Ehrlich, thank you indeed for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.